Okay, good evening, Abu Sai. I am going out of town tomorrow. I'm going to Atzel for a few days. There will be shiur. I've asked Rabbi Moshe Steinhaus to give a shiur over the next few days. I've got simchas, family simchas, and I decided to go. And this it just reminds me, I just thought of it now, under up the stairs. I remember that when I was a bocha, my Rebbe, Rebbe Vom Shmulevitz, told me that his father, Rebbe Chaim Shmulevitz, the Moshiva, was once approached. And bocha told him he wants to go on Lag BaOmer, he wants to go to Meron. I'm not going to go to Meron, but it is Lag BaOmer. So this bocha told Abraham Shmulevitz that he'd like to go to Meron on Lag BaOmer. So Abraham Shmulevitz said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Meron. I said, why? He said, because I want to go to Reb Shimon. I want to go to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. I want to go to Reb Shimon. So Abraham Shmulevitz opened up a Gemara. As I heard that from his son, Rabbi Vom, he said, open up a Gemara. And it says, Ich verstehe nicht, Reb Shimon is da. He said, I don't understand, Reb Shimon is here. He's in the Gemara. You don't have to go to Meron to see Reb Shimon. Yeah, you don't agree?
No, I'm saying
this one, never again. Yeah. So I'm saying I'm going. We're going to have to sell at least. Okay, so apologies for that. There will be shiur, but not by myself over the next few days. Mitzchem, I am returning on Sunday, but I think Sunday I won't make it for shiur as well. So he'll be giving shiur until then. Okay. We're up to Simon Shin Zayin. We're up to page 204. We're up to Sif Tess. I'm just thinking about your comment. Okay. Sif Tess. Mutter Lachshich, Litloish Peirois, Vasov Meginose, Vechubosoi, Shibetoi Chatchom. Okay. We learned that there's a concept of being Machshich. To be Machshich means that you get ready on Shabbos day, you go somewhere and you wait until it becomes Choshech, until it gets dark. For doing a certain activity on Motzei Shabbos. Machshich, Loshon Choshech, to be Machshich. We learned that generally speaking, you're not to be Machshich. To wait to do something, if you go somewhere, to wait until it's Motzei Shabbos, under normal circumstances, you're allowed to do that. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, if it is an exception. What you're allowed to do is, Motzei Lehachshich, if test third line says, you're allowed to be Machshich, Litlosh Peirois, to pick fruit, Ve'asovim, and vegetables, meginosoi from his garden, from his field, fechuvosoi and from his ruins, if there's anything growing there. You're allowed to go there, it's your field, your property, you're allowed to go there and be machshech, to pick on Motzei Shabbos. Shibetoich ha-tchum, if it's within the tchum. If you're going somewhere which is within the tchum, you're allowed to be machshech, to wait there until it's Motzei Shabbos. Velo yosru lehachshech, what you're not allowed to do, but you're not allowed to go to the border, to the edge of the tchum, and wait there. That you're not allowed to. Because if you go to the end of the tchum, it's evident and it's clear that you are going to do there something on Motzei Shabbos. You're just waiting by the border, you're taking a folding chair, sitting there until Motzei Shabbos. It's evident you're there to pick some fruit, to do some action which is wrong. Minker Milz is recognizable, you're waiting Motzei Shabbos. However, if it's within the Tchum, it's on the edge of the Tchum, it's within the Tchum, and you're going there. So, Mishibui explains, it could very well be you're just going for a stroll around. You're just going for a walk around. And you're waiting there for a little bit, you're sitting down. That is not evident to waiting for Motzei Shabbos. You could be going for a walk around. And therefore it's Mutter. See, if you tell us, Mutter lo yemalei chaveru, you're allowed to tell your friend, Shmoyer li peiros, you're allowed to tell your friend, you got my fruit, shebetchumcha, I've got my fruit growing in your techum, next to your house. And I will guard you fruit, which is my tchum. So, you've got a friend, he needs a guard. And his field happens to be near me. Same vice versa, I've got fruit and vegetables growing, and then he's the guard, and he happens to be within his area, near where he lives. So I'm allowed to say, okay, instead of me going there, you go there, let's just make a simple deal. I will guard yours, and you guard me. You guard my stuff. I guard your stuff, which is near me. You guard my stuff, which is near you. You're allowed to do that. The chiddush over here is that it's not considered as chiras. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's not considered, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Aleph, how now filu ayom, even today, the kamash malon, we learn from Yedul Neymar, who do not sit out the commercial soicho, it's not considered the hiring. I'm not hiring somebody, although I'm hiring him, he's hiring me, but that's not considered hiring. It's just a mutual agreement, and you're allowed to do that. It's like tit for tat kind of thing, and that's not considered hiring, and you're allowed to do that, and it's mutter. Sif Yud Aleph. That's very interesting, and I wonder the English, the British language, how you feel about this. This is a bit of a, it's a bit language based over here. So let's see how you feel about this, because I'm not sure myself, to be honest. If a person is shoyl, is borrowing something, if you're borrowing something from somebody else on Shabbos, do not use the word halva'o, lending. You may not use the word halva'o, because halva'o always implies that it's a zman meruba for a long time. Okay, let me just give a background. There is two words in the Lashon HaKodesh you see which are similar meaning. One is halva'o. Halva'o means borrowing. And halva normally implies that it is long term. Halva, stam halva, shloishim yoim, the Gemara says. Halva, the word halva, the term halva, normally means long term. It also means, because it is long term, it means that you're not normally going to return the same object. Good example is going to be something you're not necessarily, you're going to borrow something, you're not going to return the same item. One minute. Well, yeah, perhaps, but even more clear. What, pardon? Money, exactly. The term of halva normally implies money, normally means money. When I'm giving somebody £50, I'm not expecting those £50 back. On the contrary, if he needs £50, he's probably going to use it and give me another note than those. So halva normally means you're not going to return the same object. That's the intrinsic translation of halva, means you're not going to return the same object. She'elo is exactly the opposite. She'elo normally means, it's also borrowing, and I don't know if in English there is a difference, I'm going to have to talk about it in a minute. She'elo means also borrowing, but it normally means short term, and that normally means it's the same object. So if you're borrowing somebody else's saucepan, I don't know, Shabbos urn, I don't know, so that's a she'elo, because you're going to give back in 24 or 48 hours, you're going to give back the same item. That's in Lashon HaKodesh, the difference in halva and she'elo, halachically speaking. There might be no difference, but halachically speaking, the difference in halva and she'elo is if it's short term or long term. Shulchan Aruch says, and that's a language, it's a linguistic Shulchan Aruch, ha'shoel dova mechaveiro lo yoyma lo le'alveinu, you may not use the Lashon halva. When you're borrowing and lending something, you may not use the word halva because it's long term. The mashmal ezman meruba halva always means long term. Because it implies that it's long term, we have to be concerned about the following. Shema perhaps Sichtov is going to end up writing, because you're going to end up long term, so you're going to end up writing that, you know what, I lent you £50, let me just write it down for a minute. Let me just jot it down that I gave you now, £100 note. Let me just read quickly write it down. In fact, Chazon Ish famously says a person should always write a shtar. Always you should write a shtar, famously. If you're lending money, you should always make sure to write a little note. But so it's very likely if it's something which is long term, it's always the halva is long term. So halva equals long term equals perhaps a potential chance you're going to end up writing something down. If you're lending somebody short term something, i.e. she'elo, can you lend me the folding chairs in your house? I've got a shelf box in my house. So that you're not going to end up writing down, because you know in 2 hours you're going to bring it back. She'elo, as opposed to halva. So there is a chashash, if you use the lashon she'elo, because intrinsically it means long term, there is a chashash that he's going to end up writing it down. Halva is long term.
She'elo means short term.
Yes.
No, this is...
Yeah. So, You should always use Lashon She'ela, because if you lose Lashon She'ela, that implies short term, and that means he's not going to end up writing it down. Now says the Shulchan Aruch the following: Uve Lashon Las, in non Lashon HaKodesh languages, She'ein Chiluk, where there's no difference, Bein Halvein Yelasheleni, there is that subtle connotation of between halva and she'ela that doesn't apply in different languages. So you have to say tenli, give me. Don't use she'ela lend me, because lend me could be, because that both she'ela and halva could be long term, and therefore you're going to end up writing that. So don't use those words, to do tenli, do it in English. Do it, you say the word give it to me. So I want to ask what you think about English nowadays.
Learn to borrow is fairly interchangeable. Borrow would, you might intimate, you could infer from borrow that it's more of a short term, and loan is more of a long term established thing.
Oh, here.
But borrow is often used in terms of long mortgages from banks, we borrow the money.
Although it's long term.
It's not an across the long term. Loan is usually long term. Borrowing can be short term, and in everyday language, borrowing is more the short term word than the long term word. But it's much more interchangeable than
Russian. Okay. So I just wonder, let's think this through for a minute, because that's really interesting. Would you say that is that the main difference between borrowing and loaning? Is that the main difference?
The difference is borrowing is usually to an object, whereas loaning is usually money.
Very interesting, but that is not so far. So would you say that if somebody says, could you loan me?
Loan
is always going to be money. Loaning is always money? Because I'll tell you why I'm asking. Because is there a word in English which probably normally means, which is an item, and normally means long term?
Loan.
So would you say loan on something else which is not money, or that doesn't exist?
Usually loan is to do with money. It's a bit forced to say, but I lend you the pen, but yeah, you can say it, but usually it's borrow.
If you say on a chair, would that grammatically be correct? Loan on a chair? Doesn't make sense?
Because lend is together with borrow, so it's the other way. Who's doing the borrow? The one is borrowing, one is doing the
lending. That's in the verb, but what about the noun? The noun tends to be, loan tends to be money based, and borrow tends to be asset based.
Absolutely.
But the verb is, as Barry says, the verb is borrowing.
Borrow lending, yeah, I understand, yeah.
Borrow is just the inverse of loan.
Right. Okay. So if that's the case, we don't really have an English equivalent that something which is an object, and it doesn't, and it's long term, and is not necessarily the same object. So, okay, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. So, in Alva is a incorrect nusach. You're not allowed to use the Lashon Halva on Shabbos. And in English, you should be particularly careful, because they are interchangeable. You should always say, use the word give. Uchsheloive is continuing to remark. Sheloive be Shabbos vein roitzila aminoi yeniach mashkenetzloi. If a person is lending something on Shabbos and he doesn't want to believe him, yaniach mashkin, it's, you're allowed to deposit a mashkoin, a guarantee, what's it called? A
collateral.
Yes, you're allowed to. But don't say the word, here is your mashkin. Because that's over to the choil. So you're allowed to expect the mashkoin, but to request it, you're allowed to actually verbalize it. To borrow on Shabbos is also, and also returning objects on Shabbos is also as well. What's that? Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sifkot Mem Hei, you're probably referring to what Mishnah Berurah means, that Yiniach Mashkenetz, that is Dafki Yain V'Shemen V'Dovah Sh'Tzorech Shabbos. You don't even have to give something which is Tzorech Shabbos, but Dovah She'ein Tzorech Shabbos, also Yiniach Alo Mashken. A Mashken, if you are giving a collateral, that has to be something which can be used on Shabbos. To not give on Shabbos a collateral which cannot be used on Shabbos. Only something which potentially could be like oil, or what is the other example? Oil, wine, a sefer, something which can be used on Shabbos, something which has no purpose at all, you cannot be used as a collateral. Sif Beis. Okay, Sif Beis is very relevant. Zimen Oichem, if somebody invited guests on Shabbos, Ve'eichel Oichem Minim Agodim, and he prepared for them some food. prepared food for guests coming on Shabbos, and you prepared. V'kosav v'ksav, and he wrote on the Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, he wrote down, v'kosav v'ksav, kama zimein v'kama megodim eichilohem. A very organized person, and he's got a whole list of people coming on Shabbos, and he wants to ensure that everything is well sorted. He's got a simcha, for instance, shev bachas, and he's got a certain amount of people coming, and he's purchased a certain amount of food, and he wants to make a tick list. He's got a tick list. He's getting, Avram is getting that much, Yitzchok is getting that much, Yaakov is getting that much. Everybody's got his list of how much food he... And now, he wrote down the list, how much food is prepared for everybody. Also, he's got that list. You may not read that list on Shabbos. That list? Yeah. The list may not be read on Shabbos. Hafilu... Even in Mukosav al Gabi Koisel, that list, even if it's written on a board, may not be read. The Gavoy Harbin is very high up. You may not read it, but we'll see why. Mishum Gzeru Shemayiko Bishtore Edyoitois. Okay. There is something called Shtore Edyoitois, Tahan Shtore Choyves Vechishboinois. There is something called Shtar, Shtore Edyet, Shtore Choyves Vechishboinois. Shtore Choyves Vechishboinois are monetary papers and documents, which are the current financial and fiscal year, that may not be looked at on Shabbos, because you're going to go through the accounts, and you see there's something wrong, and you've made a mistake in the cheshbon, and you say, oh, you want to rub it out and fix it. So therefore, any monetary accountants may not be looked at on Shabbos. Gzeira, because you're going to end up fixing it on Shabbos. Therefore, Shtorei Choyvois Vecheshboinois are also, I think we could all appreciate that, the accountants within us, I'm sure, have got a very, they will make mistakes, but they cannot appreciate that the laymen out here, they would make a mistake in the Shtorei. So therefore, Shtorei Choyvois Vecheshboinois are also on Shabbos. Kzeira, because of that, there's also Shtorei Hedyoitois. Hedyoitois are really parva, what we'd call parva documents, which also are written, and you're not necessarily, it's not accounts, and it's not monetary matters, but you could still perhaps, as a gzeira, understand that perhaps, maybe he's going to end up fixing something, rubbing and fixing something up on Shabbos. And that's a gzeira, otu shtori chayvois. Oh, so bar mitzvah is fine. Oh, so shevach may not be a good example, right. But before we get to that, so we're learning that if you've got a list of people inviting, what is he getting? What is he getting? The whole list of who is getting what food. That the reason why you're allowed to read it. Yes, reading is also. Reading is also of that document. Because of the gzeira of Shtore Hedyoitos. And Shtore Hedyoitos is also gzeira otu Shtore Choyvois. And that's also. Yeah, nevertheless, gzeira. No, it's Chachomim understood as gzeira, as one gzeira. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, appeal counts by the Bedimishan. Yeah, so that's very interesting. The post-game are very busy discussing that, because why is that any different, really? Appeal counts, yeah. So we're going to see the answer is because it's Tzorich Mitzvah and Tzorich Mitzvah Logozu. So it doesn't make a difference, therefore, the fact that it's written high up and you can't really reach doesn't make a difference, all including the Gzera. You're going to say it's behind the thing, or it's higher up, or it's on the side. Doesn't make a difference. Gzeira. Yeah.
Supposing Beit HaMikdash is having a lunch or a Sheva Brochas or someone is. Some of the people only eat fish. Some of them are vegetarian.
And it's
more important with current allergies.
Allergies.
Some of them can't eat nuts and other things.
Yeah.
So you need the list. So you don't serve something with nuts or something that someone's allergic to. Yeah. Or offend by serving someone's vegetarian meat. What is the position with that? Is it still
yeah, I don't know if that's considered. Well, probably there will all be. If it's for simcha, one could probably argue that it's a tzorich mitzvah, and it would be permitted.
If it's just for yeah. The
yeah, I hear.
Where you've got the guests who are speaking,
it's a good question.
They have it once a year, or
it's a good question. It's a good question. I mean, part of the answer is Mishtabura says in the end of Sivkot Memches, that there is a kul of the shamash, that there is a person who has got a, I'm reading the words of the Shabbos, because that will answer you, your query that the Shari Tshuva Hevi Liashiv Aminik Laokal Shamash Likos Mitoich Haksav Hafilus of the Rishus. The Shari Tshuva brings a kula that the minig is to be made for the Shamash, for the Gaba. So the waiter, the head waiter, who maybe in current terms will be the caterer, to the Likoy Mitoich Haksav, he may read Mitoich Haksav a document like that. Hafilus of the Rishus, even for it's a Rishus, non-mitzvah meal, because on a person's got a leading role within that meal, they were not gozer. On that particular individual, the shamash, on him they were not gozer. Anybody else who would have an issue wouldn't be allowed to read. But a person who's got a leading role within that meal, his mutter. He shouldn't end up being a whole chobin v'takala, shouldn't lead to big misunderstandings and difficulties and offenses. And all these issues potentially, COVID, the Kamtza, the Bakamtza, as we know, Kamtza and Bakamtza also led to a similar tragedy because of misread and misjudged lists. So that's why there's a particular head with regards to the Shamash. Mishnah Berurah seems to pasken to be makel with regards to the Shamash. Yeah.
What about menu?
Yeah, so if there is, that, what would that be? For who that would read it? What would you say? Would it be mutter? I don't know if a menu per se has got any heta.
Isn't this all?
I don't know if there's a heta.
Seems like a table. The table plan, instead of having a bar mitzvah and having a lunch in the shul, maybe a table plan. And people are going to read the table plan to see where they're going to
sit. Isn't that all for a mitzvah though? It's all on Shabbos, and you're having whatever meal you're
talking about. Not everything which is toich mitzvah is a heta. That's pushing
board,
it a bit.
The case board was a menu type thing, was it? The actual case board.
Yeah, so the way it is.
Because they're worried he's going to write extra stuff, and they're going to think of writing extra things. What's the
chashash for? The chashash is that he may. No, not actually the menu, it's about having wrong people getting the wrong food. So number one gets this, number two gets. He gets this food, he gets that, he gets. So it's not choosing, it's about connecting the food with the person. So you're looking at, he ordered this, he's going to...
Let's talk about the table plan then.
Yeah.
You know, people see what they're
in.
Well, so we're saying this is also... on.
Table plan,
yeah. Yeah, I think it is, yeah. I don't know if there's any heta. Can't think of...
Sometimes see it in the short functions that have a...
I don't know. I don't know if somebody can think of a heta.
Well, people got nowhere to see it.
Unless the shamash has got a heta. Maybe it goes all within the heta of the shamash. Not sure. Avalim, let's continue quickly. Avalim chokak bekoisle v'chakika shekas muta. If it's engraved, then it's muta. If it's engraved, then it's muta. Chokak b'chakika b'shekas muta. Aval betavle v'pinkas. But if it's on a board, afilu chokak also likoisoy. If it's on a board, it's also.
Maybe with a pin, that's maybe
chokak
as opposed to like on a board.
Because the chashash is going to rub it out. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nun tells us, Habiskos, that's the thing what you're referring to, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nun, Habiskos Shosholchen HaKoyim Shikos V'Merv Shabbos Chum Yain, V'Ashecha Sheloikhin. These are lists. Habiskos, list, Shosholchen HaKoyim, that people who purchase, they send lists, Shikos V'Merv Shabbos, they've written on Erev Shabbos, Schum Yain, the amount of wine, V'Ashecha and the beer Sheloikhin that they want to purchase. So they send lists, which they wrote before Shabbos, they're sending it in, Sheloikhinu, this is wrong. The all Silikos B'Merv Shabbos, you're not to read it on Shabbos. If you give an order before Shabbos, can I please have on Shabbos? Can you deliver this wine? Can I have some of this beer? That's also on Shabbos. Chen kos ve'lirabat as alivra ve'nired im kos ben rak simona be'al mashori. Mishnah Berurah brings that if there's a simon, a sign, that's okay. A red bottle, a green bottle, a blue bottle. You know, if there's signs, that's okay. But if you're writing a text, it's going to be also to read down Shabbos. The gzera of shter edyotis. So Rabbi said it's much more. Sif Gimel, Sif Yudalet speaks about letters. If you like to read letters on Shabbos, and actually the discussion of newspapers is also within here, and that will be followed in future seifim. So we learned tonight about the halacha of to machshech for peros and asovim, which is mutter if it's within the tchum, if it's out by the edge of the tchum, it's also. We learned about the difference between sheela and halva. the difference, long term, short term. We spoke about gzeira of shtarei diotis, which is because of the gzeira, because of the issa of shtarei choyves v'cheshbonos. Good evening, Rabbi Isai.